Hare Krishna. When the mind becomes peaceful, we become joyful. Sometimes seekers ask, bhakti is supposed to be joyful, but I don't experience much joy in it. Why is that? Actually, that is because the mind interrupts us and distracts us from relishing the joyfulness of bhakti. To understand, let's consider an example. Suppose we are drinking from a glass a delicious juice, and as we are drinking, suddenly somebody moves our face away. Then we won't be able to relish that juice. So the mind does something similar when we are practicing Krishna bhakti. The joy of devotion is in our connection with Krishna, is in our remembrance of Krishna's sweetness, His glory, His beauty, in our selfless service attitude towards Him. But when we are in this way trying to connect with Krishna by remembering Him, the mind suddenly distracts us with worldly objects which it says will provide pleasure. So, because of this, now the mind has its own ideas of what will give pleasure, and that's why it distracts us towards those objects. And then if we get distracted, our consciousness gets caught in those objects. If we indulge in them, then our consciousness gets completely absorbed in them. And then naturally we cannot relish bhakti. But even when that doesn't happen, even when we don't indulge in those activities, we get distracted and we resist the distraction and we fight and curb the mind and try to fix it on Krishna, try to fix our consciousness on Krishna once again. Even when this we do this, at that time there is an inner battle to resist the mind's distraction. And that battle can also sap our energy, especially when it keeps happening again and again. Again and again the mind distracts, and again try to bring the mind back. That can exhaust us. So that's why we need to go beyond. Rise. What do we do? We may say, my mind is like this, what can I do? That's why we need patience. You know, with whatever capacity we have, if we just keep persevering in practicing bhakti, in trying to stay fixed in Krishna, then some drops of that nectar of remembrance of Krishna enter into our consciousness. And those, when they enter, they can themselves give us extraordinary devotional highs. They can fill us with such higher taste that it gives us conviction. Oh, this higher taste is real. Let me pursue it. And at other times, when we are trying to fix the mind on Krishna, and when we are not able to fix the mind on Krishna, and because of that we find devotional activities more exhausting than energizing, more tiring than joyful, then even at those times, the contact with Krishna is working at a subconscious level. It is purifying our mind. And as the contact with the all-pure Krishna purifies our mind, gradually, as the mind repeatedly experiences Krishna more and more, the mind starts recognizing that I was thinking this was enjoyable, that is enjoyable, that is enjoyable. But in remembrance of Krishna, there is far greater enjoyment than in anything else. Therefore, let me also become fixed on Krishna. When the mind thus stops interrupting us and starts joining us in relishing the remembrance of Krishna, then we can relish that remembrance uninterrupted. So this, the Bhagavad Gita, the state of relishing spiritual happiness uninterrupted, the Bhagavad Gita talks about in 6.27. Prashanta manasam yenam yoginam sukham uttamam upaiti shanta rajasam brahma bhutam akalmasham. So prashanta manasam yenam manasam, the mind becomes prashanta, peaceful. Yoginam sukham uttamam, that is uttama sukha, that is the supreme happiness. Upaiti shanta rajasam. Why upaiti shanta rajasam? The mode of passion which was there agitating the mind, that has become pacified. Brahma bhutam akalmasham. One attains, one becomes akalmasha, one becomes free from all misery. Because one is situated on the Brahmabhuta platform, one has attained the spiritual level where one actually relishes higher happiness. And the same principle applies even more when you practice bhakti. So, rather than becoming discouraged because you're not experiencing the joyfulness of bhakti, we can persevere and purify the mind. And as the mind becomes peaceful, we will become joyful more and more. Thank you. Hare Krishna.